Well, Sydney's Light and Music Festival, Vivid, kicks off tomorrow, and the view of the Opera House is going to be a special treat, as it always is. It's going to become an animated canvas this year for Australian Indigenous art. It's called Lighting the Sails, Songlines, and it will feature the artworks of some of Australia's most celebrated Indigenous artists. This project is directed by the head of Indigenous programming at the Opera House in Sydney, Rhoda Roberts. Rhoda, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Thank you, Fran.
This is, I think, the first Indigenous work commissioned exclusively for the sails of the Opera House, and you can't get a better canvas, can you, than the sails, I think. So this theme, Songlines, tell us what that's about.
Well, songlines exist as trade routes or dreaming tracks right across the country. They're in the past, they're with us now, and of course in the future. And it's really... we're at a time in our world where a lot of the elders who have the knowledge of the songlines are passing. So I guess it was a great thematic to base these six artists and look at the stories they paint of country and how we're connected right across the country through trade routes.
So did you choose the artists because they're already working, in a sense, with this theme, songlines, or did you choose the artists because they represent city, country, traditional, contemporary, and then they moved into your theme? How did that work?
I selected the artists because their work is of excellence. I also selected the artists because they're very used to working in different mediums, taking a traditional artwork that's based on ancient stories and animating it onto the Opera House sails is quite challenging. You know, we have to be aware of some of the cultural negotiations and so forth.
But like what? Explain that for us.
Well, if you've got an image of, say, a Wandjina, you've got to be very particular about how you use that image.
What's a Wandjina?
Wandjina is work that's relevant to the Kimberley region, Donnie Woolagoodja's work. It was something that they didn't expose to the rest of the world until the last couple of decades. Donnie Woolagoodja came to our, highlighted, I guess, in the Sydney Olympics when we raised the Wandjina during that opening ceremony. And it's an extraordinary spirit. It's a lawmaker. And so you must use it with great respect.
And how does that correlate with putting it up on the sails of the Opera House? How do you do that, and how do you get the general population to sort of understand that?
Well, I'm hoping the general population, through the music that's associated with it, will get a little bit more of depth than it's just animation on the sails. Wandjina will be up there. She looks amazing. And we have animated and made it look, I guess, there's lots of fun. But also we've really highlighted that this is the oldest artwork in the world, and how extraordinary that Australia plays host.
It seems incredible. One of the artists featured, one of the six in Songlines, is Yolngu artist Galumbi Yunupingu. She's painted Garak, the Starry Universe, on barks and poles. How's her work going to light up the sails?
The late Mrs. Gulumbu Yunupingu is one of the most extraordinary healers and tradition bearers of our century. Her work lights up the Musée de Quai Branly in France. She did a particular work on stars that she painted for the world because she said, we all look at the same stars, so let's reconnect. So it is very, very special to have her work on the sails. You'll notice when it comes up, a little yellow dot in her sails, and that yellow dot is the eye that looks at all of us.
And the six overall, how would you describe what you're bringing?
You know, we're starting the song line from the East Coast and travelling to the West. The old stories are about the women travelled on the wind. It was the grandmothers. All the stories come of women coming from the East. We travel across to the West, and when the dust storms re-arrive, they travel back with the knowledge to the East. So we start with Carla Dickens, who's an extraordinary artist. She paints country, but it's very, very contemporary. There's lots of fun. There's work for children. We look at those song lines and what they mean to us. The increased rites ceremonies, the abundance of food, the rebirth of nature, our totemic symbols. We also look at rock art from John Mundine, where he's rendered and re-looked at that old art of the Sydney Basin region. And then we move to Rico Rennie, who also is an incredibly contemporary artist. But what he's painting is the old carvings that we marked on trees on the East Coast.
So artists like Carla and Rico, all the artists you mentioned there, have they created work specifically for the sails? Is this new work from them?
This is all existing work.
Right.
There wasn't enough time for them paint new work. And it just gels. It's amazing. And Gabriella Possum from the Central Desert, It's, you know, work based on very old sand ceremony designs, but it's very contemporary. She's the new breath of the Central Desert Western Art Movement.
And so how will it show on the sales? Will it just be images moving through continually, or is there something different about how this is going to work?
There's something different because the work is steeped with this depth of who we are. I think most Australians will look at that and capture the landscape that we celebrate so much as Australians. But, yeah, it's just... it's more than just animation. It says something very symbolic for us to have our work on the Opera House sales, particularly as we open on referendum day, May the 27th.
Yeah, look, it's a pretty interesting and important time at the moment. It's 12 past eight on breakfast. Rhoda Roberts is our guest. She's the head of Indigenous programming at Sydney Opera House. You mentioned the referendum. We're coming up to, 1967. Tomorrow, this day, 1967, was the date of the national referendum. Also happened to be the date that one of your artists, or the year that one of your artists was born, Carla Dickens. So there is that already that crossover. This year, in 2016, we're already discussing the issue of constitutional recognition. So we're taking that referendum. We're going further. Is contemporary Indigenous art, is it engaged in that, in that theme, the theme of constitutional recognition, treaty, that kind of discussion?
I think Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people across the country, artists, poets, writers, are all very much engaged in this vital and incredibly complex debate. We hear from leaders, often male. We hear, we don't hear the varying opinions. There are discussions occurring around the country as we speak about treaty. Is it the answer? We never ceded this land. So tomorrow we begin home ground talks at the Sydney Opera House to actually create an annual platform where we can have a bit of argy-barge. We do have varying opinions, and often we don't hear from those very much grassroots leaders who are saying things that majority of the community are looking at. Whether it's constitutional reform, is it the answer? Where do we head in the future?
So home ground talks is going to be a regular feature of Vivid, is it?
Hopefully every year we'll have those annual discussions, yes, and grow it.
One of the speakers at an event at the home ground talks tomorrow is lawyer and activist Michael Mansell. I'm not sure he's the grassroots type you're talking about, but, you know, we know Michael generally in the nation, and he's proposed recently an Aboriginal-controlled seventh state with economy-raising powers as a way forward. He says that could be a treaty in practice. This is an idea I hadn't heard before. Is this an idea that you hear people discussing?
Absolutely. It is an idea that when you listen to those discussing sovereignty, they do look at, what's the answer? How do we look at developing something like this? Do we have a Congress? Do we bring our nations together? There are many models around the world, and they do. I think Michael has travelled extensively and written extensively on this subject that we've heard very little about, and it's very complex. I'm not a lawyer, I'm not a politician, but basically I think we all want to know the answer. If we're recognised in the Constitution, fantastic, but does it get rid of 5126? Does it get rid of the race card? These are the big questions we need to discuss, and we never have the platform to discuss them on a very broad and open level.
Yeah, they're tough discussions, that's for sure, but we've got to have them, and we're starting them. Rhoda, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks so much.
Rhoda Roberts is the head of Indigenous programming at Sydney Opera House, and tomorrow night, what time, Rhoda?
The sales light up at 6 p.m. and the home ground talks start at 5 p.m. So come on down.
And 6 p.m. From every night from the 27th of May to the 18th of June, the Opera House will be lit up with the Indigenous art that Rhoda's been describing. And if you are around in Vivid this week, do stop by Barangaroo 2 on the foreshore of Sydney Harbour. Check out the Sea of Hands. Artist Brenda L. Crofts joined us earlier. She needs 20,000 hands in the colours of the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander flags planted over the next week. She needs your help to plant them. This week kicks off tomorrow, Reconciliation Week, and today is National Sorry Day.